How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So if you know me, then you know I love a framework, a strategy that can be followed so that you're able to achieve the desired outcome time and time again. So today I want to actually talk about a framework for growing an audience on Instagram, or to be honest, pretty much any social media platform. There's no reason that this cannot be used on TikTok, on YouTube, on LinkedIn, you name it. You get the point. So without any further ado, let's dive straight into it. And essentially what it is it's a strategy that's split into 4 different categories. And I'm going to tell you the headings of each of those now. We have research, optimize, test, repeat. Research, optimize, test, repeat. Research, optimize, test, repeat. You get the point. So, point number one, research. So this is for somebody coming in brand new, hasn't started a profile before, just beginning to build their personal brand. And let's say you come in and you think you want to create content on a certain niche, or you are an expert in that field already, you just don't really know where to start. Research is going to be your best friend. There has been so much content created already. There are going to be hundreds, if not thousands, of other creators in your niche. And therefore, that means there is a lot of data out there. And you should be using this data to your advantage. You would be stupid not to. How are other creators putting their profiles together? How are other creators talking to their audiences? How are other creators creating their content? What type of content are they creating? What types of products are they selling? You shouldn't be going in blind. You should be looking at what your competitors are doing, specifically the best creators in your niche, and model your content, your profile, and what you do off of their work. Of course, you're not going to copy it, but you can innovate upon it. The chances of you being someone brand new to a niche, the first person, one of a kind, is incredibly slim. So use that data to your advantage. Don't go in blind. Why would you waste months, if not years, testing lots of different things from a brand new perspective when you can look at thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of other tests that people have done and use that data and pretty much already had a head start? So before you do anything, before you create your profile, before you start creating content, research your competitors, because you might find out some things and go, oh, I didn't know about that. Maybe I should go away and improve this before I do start. Or maybe creating a piece of content or content for this niche isn't what I should be doing. How can I approach this from a different perspective? But you wouldn't have known that if you hadn't done your research. You could have spent months, if not years, testing, got nowhere, wasted all that time, when in reality, you could have known that from day one if you did a little bit of research to begin with. So, step number one, research. Moving on to step number two, optimize. Optimizing your profile for follower growth, for onboarding clients, for maximizing trust, you name it. So we want to create your profile in a way that will stand out from other creators and build that loyal audience you truly desire. And this is something you're going to have to tweak and change over time, but having a good profile picture, having a strong bio, having great call to actions, having social proof, you name it, all of these things are so important on a profile to build trust, which will then obviously earn you followers, which will then obviously earn you clients. But without optimizing your profile for that, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot from day one. If you've got a rubbish profile picture, where's the trust going to be? If you aren't showcasing what you actually do in your bio, people aren't going to understand why they should be following you in the first place. So optimize your profile for exactly what you want to achieve. If you want to drive client acquisition, set it up in that way. If you want to drive follower growth for the time being, set it up for that. You name it. You know what you want to achieve, but optimize your profile in the best way possible for that so that you give yourself the best possible chance for success. So we've had research, now we've optimized everything. The next thing we're going to do is test. Test, test, and test again. This isn't going to be an overnight success. You can't expect to create a profile, jump right into it, and see success from day one, go viral, get loads of clients. It does not work like that. I've been creating content on social media for almost 3-4 years now across various different platforms. This is not an overnight success. This is a grind. The amount of content that I've created over the years is, I can't even remember now. It will be in the thousands. I've created thousands of pieces of content. I've tested so many different things, so many different angles, and I will continue to do so for the years to come. This isn't an overnight success. You have to keep testing. You have to keep refining. And because of that, you just got to keep going. You got to keep testing. And then eventually you will find certain content that sticks, certain content that goes well, certain content that doesn't. You obviously do more of what works and less of what doesn't. That's how social media works. That's how building a brand works. Some of your favorite creators you look at now with millions upon millions of followers, yes, they may have millions upon millions of followers now, but some of them have been creating content for 10, 15 years. Mr. Beast is the perfect example. He's been creating content for years. And it's not until recently that he's become this huge household name and has over 100 million subscribers on YouTube now. He was not an overnight success. He may appear an overnight success because of the recent growth he's been seeing, but he definitely wasn't. He put in the hours, he tested a lot of different things, worked out what worked well for him, did more of that, and less of what didn't. And you're going to have to do the same. Don't expect to achieve an overnight success, because you won't. Some people get lucky. They do. And you could get lucky. But don't rely on that. Understand that it's going to take time. Don't get disheartened if you don't see the results as quickly as you want them to. Just keep testing, analyzing, and then going again. If something works, great. Why did it work? Understand why it worked. Do more of that thing that worked within it. And if it didn't work, work out why it didn't work, and obviously don't do that again. It's pretty simple. And then finally, we repeat. So we keep researching, we keep optimizing, because that's going to change, and we keep testing. So this is just a constant framework, a constant cycle that goes round and round and round. Keep an eye on your competitors. Keep looking at what they're doing. Has someone changed something? Is it working for them? Why did they change it? Oh, maybe it works really well. Let's implement that for ourselves. That person's obviously tested something. It's worked for them, and then they're going to keep doing that. You need to keep an eye on that. You need to stay on top of your game. You need to keep doing your research. And therefore, if you keep doing your research, you can keep optimizing. You can keep tweaking, because you're going to keep analyzing what you do, and you're going to keep analyzing your content, the performance, however many people will come into book sales calls, however many clients you're getting, who's sticking around, who's leaving, you name it. And you're going to keep optimizing to improve and improve and improve. But to obviously do that, you need to test and test and test. You can just see how this goes round in a circle. So, research, optimize, test, repeat. This is a framework that can be used on pretty much any social media platform to build your brand. So get out and do it. Now, before you head off from this podcast, I just wanted to say that I am looking for the most motivated members of the Social Media Marketing School community. And as a thank you for listening to the podcast, I want to offer you the opportunity to book a free 1-hour strategy session with one of the Social Media Business Academy team members so that we can actually uncover some true pain points and work out what is actually holding you back from building this business that you truly, truly know
that you are capable of building and see if we can help you fix those things. So if you're a coach, consultant, or a service provider who is looking to uncover their true value, build a high ticket offer. That means selling something to your audience for more than $2,000 and attract ready to pay clients by leveraging Instagram and other organic social media marketing methods. Book that call now. I must say, these slots will fill up quickly. So if you want that opportunity, if you want to learn how to do those things, how to craft that high ticket offer in less than a day, how to land your first clients organically without even spending a penny and create high quality content that attracts, nurtures, and actually converts your viewers into clients, this call is something you need to book. So head to the top link in the description, book that call in with one of the SMBA team members, and let's see what we can do to help.